Chapter 93. Ron was able to walk without the immobilizer by the end of that week. Their game was against Passaic. They had a running back who was destined for at least Division I, if not the NFL. Their coach kept it simple. There were 10 plays to the right and the same 10 plays to the left. A stop us if you can philosophy. Steve wanted Ron on the sidelines and Paul upstairs. They ran the right plays, but the guard, Vinny Fabrizio, came to Ron and said, "Coach, I pulled out and ran hard. I hit him as hard as I could, and he just didn't go down." Vinny weighed 165. The player that he was blocking weighed 220. They were both agile. Ron looked over at Artie. "We just can't block it." Artie rubbed his face and said, "Tell him to go lower." Vinny should have been reporting back directly to Artie, but Ron was his English teacher and his coach. He just gravitated to him, and Artie was okay with it. Ron was a maniac, and Artie could respect that. Ron said, "Let's run that trap again," into his headset, where Paul and Steve could hear it. "They stuff it," said Paul. "We're going low," said Ron. Steve growled, "Run it. Let's see if we can do anything right." Artie held Vinny by the face mask before he sent him back in with the play. "Go low. He's bigger, but you can get low on him." Vinny nodded bravely. The block on Caesar McElroy flipped him into the air, and the play ran for 6 yards. Vinny's nose was bleeding, but he was smiling. Steve faked the dive, and the sideline pass was open, and there was connection. Rufus McElroy slammed hard into the pass receiver, and the ball popped out. Players dove. The ball squirmed like a hot worm. The coaches held their breath. Caesar McElroy's large hands were on it as Vinny slammed his helmet into McElroy's balls. The ball squirmed into the air again. Ron could almost touch it as it rolled out of bounds. They lost 14-7. Their coaches had never been more proud of their outmanned team. Everyone was drained. Among not happy, they had avoided embarrassment. Steve said, "Well, boys, that was like watching a man playing against children. I've never seen anyone that big and that fast at the same time," said Paul. "He's a specimen," said Steve. "Looks like he came straight from the jungle," said Artie. Ferry growled, "I don't want to hear that kind of shit in my locker room, Artie. Can it?" With that, Ferry walked off naked for his shower. Artie gave him the finger behind his back. Ron said, "Did sound racist, Artie." "I don't really care what it sounded like. Don't you start on me too, Pegleg." Artie had taken to calling Ron that when he wore the immobilizer. Ron grimaced at Artie, now jovial again, laughed.